This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim, Agin Chodesh. We're continuing in Siman Kuf Mem Dalet, where the subject matter is not to be medaleg b'Torah me'inyan le'inyan, and the dinei haftorah. So we are up to Zion, where the Mechaber said that this din, we said that benavi medalgin b'Torah you could be medaleg, but it can't be if it's ba'oisai ha'inyan. Benavi you can be medaleg even b'shnei inyanim, as long as the tzibur is not going to wait b'shtika, and provided that's benavi echad, av benavi lenavi ein medalgin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ika terfadas b'yoyser midai." There's too much confusion. V'davka b'shnei inyanim. That's if it's two topics. Oh, but inyan echad medalgin. If it's one topic, you could skip from navi to navi. U'v'shneima, so the Mechaber concluded, "Betray us our medalgin minavi lenavi, as long as you don't go backward." U'v'tray us our shem chashim kenavi echad le'inyan zeh. They're considered like one book regarding this. M'nei shehem k'tzarim, because they're short. The Prima Gadim explains that the reason for Tirf Hadas is because of the delay, but in Trey Asar, where it's like one Navi, there's not a delay, so we're not worried about the confusion, as long as you don't go backward. As long as you don't go from the end to the beginning, meaning backward. Even if they're adjacent, don't go backward. There are various opinions here. Yesh Oymim. Some say if you're going backward, it's only an issue from one Navi to another. Even by the Treyasar. The problem of going backward is from one Navi to another, and even in Treyasar, not to go backward. In one Navi you could go backward. If it's nearby, the tzibur doesn't have to wait too long. Magen Avram concludes, don't go backward even in one Navi. In one topic, in one Navi, you're allowed to go backward. I don't know why you'd want to go backwards. So go forward. You know, like why? What is the imperative to go backward? Okay, what about Shabbos Shuva? That we conclude, it concludes technically and from Hoshea, Upay Upay Shem Yikashlubam. So we say later on, don't end with these words. You should add the psukim from Micha, Mikel Kamaicha, or from Yoyal, Tikkel Shofar. The Eliyahu Rabbah brings the minhag in Prague. That to add both Micha and Yoyal. The Kasav Aderes writes, first say from Yoyal, and then from Micha. And the Matfisim and the Siddur, they didn't do right that they put the Psukim from Micha, because that's going backwards. But the Eliyahu Rabbah is Mavar, that first we read from Micha, the Eliyahu Rabbah says that first you read from Micha and then you read from Yoyal. The Chazon Ish added both psukim from Micha and Yoyal, and it's only when you're reading from a klaf you need to read it in order. When you read from a chumash, you could read it shloi kaseder. Says Rav Moshe that if you're reading from a chumash or a book of haftorahs because of tirchad tzibur, you should only add from Micha. When you read from a Navi, from a Klaf, where it's going to be very hard to read from Micha, you should just add Yoyal and not Micha. What do we do on Shabbos Shuva? I think we do both, right? I think we add Yoyal and Micha. So Rav Moshe says that's wrong. Rav Moshe says No, don't we have three psukim? Or do we only add Mikel Kamaicha on Yom Kippur? I don't have my machzor in front of it. For this reason, that you should read in order, Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks on the Minog, that's mentioned on the Avudraham, and it's brought in the Luach of Reb Chaim Michal Tkachinsky, to add to the Haftorah of Mishpatim two psukim from the previous Perek in order to end on a good note, but you're not to skip backward. So Reb Chaim says that if you have a klaf, you shouldn't do that, but he adds that it's very hard to change the Minog. What anyone have in front of them what we do on Yom Kippur, on Shabbat Shuvah? I think we learn from both Micha and Yoel, from what I remember. Yeah? So Ramosha says that when you learn from a klaf, you should not do that. Because it's too much rolling. Okay, weiter. Sif Beis. Noyagin. B'Shabbos, what?
On Shabbos Shuvah, they have a list of Hoshea, Yoel, then Micha.
Hoshea, Yoel, then Micha. That's what I remember. Who's they have listed?
The Art Scroll Stone.
The Holy Art Scroll Stone. Okay. I think that's what we do. Ramosha says if you have a klaf, you should not do that. Only if you have one of these Tanakhs, you should do that. Rav Moshe says, just add from Yoel. By the way, it's very interesting. The only problem is that you can't, really the Haftarah of Shabbat Shuvah ends. U'paishim yikash lubam. The only thing is you can't end on a bad note. So we add either Yoel or Micha. Somehow it became developed to add both. So I hear what Rav Moshe is saying, if you have a klaf, you shouldn't add both. Now, what comes first? Micha or Yoel? And the treyas are, what comes first? Micha or Yoel? We have Micha. And then Nachum. And then Chavakuk. And then Sefanya, Chagai. Where's Yoel? Hoshea, Yoel, Micha. So then the order should be Hoshea, Yoel, Micha. Micha is actually far away from Hoshea, Yoel, Micha. I don't know why anyone would read it out of order. Why should you read it out of order? Okay, weiter. Sif Beis. Noegin b'Shabbos sheish b'chassan lemer achar haftarah. Okay, the minig is on a Shabbos that there's a chassan that you say after the haftarah. What's the haftarah? Yesham shumaloshin ein maftir nachar pesach. Haftarah means the conclusion. Shinyanai siluk. Kolomer siluk tfila shachris. So there's a minig when there's a chassan to say after the haftarah. Hashavua shnayim oishloisha psukim haftaras sa yisa sispashem. So you add those psukim. Shachau rosh chodesh b'shabbos. Uviyoim aleph achar shemaftirin. Uviyoim aleph. If Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos and on a Sunday, Achash Maftir and Haftar B'Shabbos, Oimrim Pasuk Rishon, U Pasuk Achroin, Me Haftaras, Vayom Eloi Hainasan, Machar Chodesh. So there are those who have this minhag. It's brought in the base Soysa, that when there's a Chasan, you add Psukim from Sois Asas. When Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos and Sunday, not when it's Sunday, when it's Shabbos and Sunday. You hear this? Not like the Luach says, that when Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, you say Machar Chodesh. When Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, the point is Machar also Rosh Chodesh. Not Machar only is Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ein limchais biyadam. We won't protest. But Avada, if only Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, of course we'll protest. From here we see that sometimes we have protests in shuls, right? There are here it says we don't protest. Other things we do protest. But anyway, you see the very important diuk. Machar Chodesh is only when Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos and Sunday. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Noyagin. V'tama minog after b'kama pa'amim misar mishum inavi lenavi. The reason for the minog, even though sometimes you're skipping from one navi to the next, mishum dimeya tamad ho yukol asfaram nechdom begoyen. Back in the day, all the books were in a scroll, but yitzrichim lishos beglila. And they needed to wait until you rolled it, so it was a big deal to go may navi lenavi. Avla didan shav teres nechdom bekontresin. But for us, that we have the haftaris in a book, ay b'chumashin, or in a chumash, you could use a post-it, right? Because back in the day, they couldn't even afford wine for Kiddush. So how are they supposed to buy a haftarah, a klaf? Obviously, bizman hazeh, if you go to the bungalow, you need to make sure your shul has a klaf. Yeah, if you have extra money besides for stale bread and a little margarine on Wednesdays, you need to make sure your shul has a klaf. Or a tadavin in one that does, anyway. Oymrim pasuk rishon lezecher shel machor rosh chodesh. Vayin lekamat sim tavchavchei haynu the shomer zodeh chayim enogin ladang minavi lenavi klal. Nowadays we do not jump minavi lenavi. Nowadays we do not say vayomer lo yehayna san machor chodesh. We don't throw in that pasuk. That's so. Don't bring in some siddur from 1923 that says that on rosh chodesh. On Sunday, you throw in the words "Vayomer lo yoinos on machar chodesh." No, we don't do that. We don't do that. Could anyone do it? People whose mother are Jewish don't throw in the word "Vayomer lo yoinos on machar chodesh." No, that's just a joke. Yeah, okay. No, but it's not the minhag to do it. We don't. Sometimes we'll read the haftarah "Vayomer lo yoinos on machar chodesh," but we're not going to just throw in the extra pasuk. Vayomer lo yonasan machar chodesh, because we're not medalig minavi lenavi. Siv gimel ein goylen sefer Torah betzibra mnei kavodat zibra. We do not roll the Torah publicly because of kavodat zibra. Vin ein lahem ela sefer Torah echad, and if there's only one sefer Torah, veim tzrichin likrois b'shnei inyanim, and then you're gonna have to read two topics. Goylen, you'll have to roll v'yidacha kavodat zibra, and the kavodat zibra will be pushed away temporarily. What does it mean, ein goylelen? That means you don't make the tzibur wait to roll. Ein goylelen v'shav shekom v'shnei sefer Torah chom liglal echad ba'od shekorin harishayna. On Shabbos, that you're reading two sefer Torah, let's say, you're allowed to roll one of them while the first one's being read. V'yosu tov k'mashin hagin ata, it's better to do what our minhag is now, namely, that you roll it during Psuke de Zimra, Chumash Kasa B'Darkei Moshe. Why? Because otherwise it causes Bilbul Hadas, the Shaar Tzion says. Aye, what do you mean? You're not even allowed to blow your nose during Psuke de Zimra. No, if you need to, you could, but you're not allowed to wipe your hands. You're not allowed to do anything during Psuke de Zimra. You know? You can't open mail during Psuke de Zimra. You can't, you know, people take out papers and they start making markings and ksiva, kisveya. You can't do things during Psuke de Zimra. So how could you roll the Sefer Torah during Psuke de Zimra? So Rav Scheinberg says it's mutter here, Lutzarch Mitzvah. Al-Tuski in Chidushe Basra says, maybe that's why the Mishnah Berurah adds one word. Be'esh o'imrim ha'kol. You already said Psuke de Zimra. But you, if you yourself are a mil Psuke de Zimra, you know, no multitasking. Okay, Siv Katan Yedalad. Ein goylen sefer Torah b'tzibur, ne'kov sefer Shem, tzapin v'doyim l'kach. You can't make the tzibur wait. On Shabbos, that they raised shkolim, Rav Nosson Adler's minog was to take out only one sefer Torah. Rav Shmuel Salant also. Why? Because Parsha Shkolim from Kisisa is always very close to the parsha of that week. And they would only take out one sefer, and they didn't consider that Tirchat HaTzibur. However, Reb Chaim Knievsky, let's see what he says in the back over here. Reb Chaim Knievsky says that the Poskim are Mashma, you need to take out two, and that's what he writes in Shoyna Halachos, and the Chazon Nish did that, that don't rely on the fact that it's close. No, you can't make them wait even a few moments. Okay.
Mibnei Kva. That it takes longer to take out one, take out a different one than to roll that?
Let me finish up. I'll talk about it after. B'shnei inyanim, kugoyim b'shabes shal rosh chodesh, oy b'yomtev b'mnei hamafter. If you only have one sefer Torah, you have to read two inyanim, say Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tov, Goylen, V'yidach, Ratzel, Noyim, V'layamim, the Mishum, say Yikar, Parsha, Shalom, Atav, Abal Peh. Meaning, even though we just say you're not a roll publicly, nevertheless, you also can read by heart. So therefore, it's more of an imperative to read it inside and roll it and make the tzibur wait. Oy b'chumash, demestoma, tzibur moichel, akvon, kam, kresam, after, kedin. Probably, the tzibur is moichel on their covet. Even though we know Yankel is there protesting, saying, don't make me wait, I'll go read it by heart. No, the majority of the tzibur probably wants to do it right. But what about the din in Siman Nun Gimel that the Mishnah Berurah says that Asher Tzibur Shalei Nesmalei Zekanai, the Mishnah Berurah said, Ein Hat Tzibur Yichalom Limchal Kvaydam. And Legabe Chumashim Haksuvim Kol Echad Levadoi, where Mibnei Kavad Tzibur, you know how to use them. The Be'er Lacha said in Simcha Mem Gimel, it's a machloikis if the tzibor could be Meichel. So there, that means there are three different categories. There are certain things that tzibor, we presume, are Meichel. There are certain things that's a machloikis if they could be Meichel. And there are certain things they can't be Meichel. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Let me pull up the Marmon. Mendy, what were you asking?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.